looking for an awesome place to host your draft party? Look no further than Hooters. With tons of TVs, free Wi-Fi, world-famous wings, and ice-cold beer, you're probably thinking, it doesn't get any better than that. But wait, at Hooters, it does. Every fantasy league gets a free draft kit and over $200 in Hooters swag. Join us for fantasy football, done Hooters style. Book now at Hooters.com/football. That's Hooters.com/football. See you at Hooters.
Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years, is just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway and at BillCurryFord.com, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles. Bill Curry Ford is a proud supporter of JoeBucksFan.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. And of course, across Tampa Bay, across the state of Florida, across the United States, and around the world. Hooters is very consistent in what they offer. Specific to football season, they not only offer you a terrific destination for your fantasy football draft, that is why the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues always get together at Hooters to take care of everything and have our draft event. More details coming up. But they can host your event as well. And throughout the football season, they have TVs everywhere with your eyes on the games while you enjoy cold beer, world-famous Hooters girls, and, of course, the Hooters wings. You know it. You love it. Get to your local Hooters, and if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, remember there are 11 original Hooters brand locations to serve you. Visit originalhooters.com to find the location nearest you. The location closest to me is also the one where we will host the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft event for the third year. We're under 3 weeks away, Sunday, August 25th. We're going to have three leagues. I'm going to cap it at three leagues. We've increased by one every year. Ira Kaufman has committed. He'll be back playing in his Hall of Fame Fantasy League against a number of you. I will have my league, and this year there will also be a third league. I'm affectionately calling it the Moneyball League for reasons I'll talk about a little bit later on. But my league has two returning champions coming back, Robert, Bill, additional Todd Wright Tour golfers in it, quality returning owners like Will, who played in the league last year, Mike Lentz from Papa John's, which was the original sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. So we have room for you, but you must make a request. All requests are not necessarily granted, and the invites will go out starting next Monday. So don't freak out if you haven't received anything yet. I said a while back I was going to send out a bunch of invites at one time, and they will start going out next Monday, which is what? August 12th. You must email me a request to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. You must be able to physically attend in person at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa, just west of Northdale Mabry, on Sunday evening, August 25th. You cannot call in. You cannot Skype. This is a draft event. We are bringing business to Hooters. You must pay for your food and beverage. The league is free. Join us. You win the league. You win prizes. We have a good time. Be part of our group. I don't mind if you use the podcast leagues as a dry run for your own league. I don't mind at all. I do the same thing. My league doesn't draft until Labor Day, my personal league. I like my podcast league. It's fun. And it does give me an idea of what other owners might do and what the trends are. You can do it too. You can use me as an extra league. However, you're not bailing on your team 4 weeks into the season. That's why I asked for your phone number, because then we'll all come get you and do what we did in high school. We toilet paper your house. Yeah. Until that becomes socially insensitive for whatever reason. It was always fun to do in high school. We always did it to the hot girls who wouldn't give us the time of day. So the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Event will be at Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa, Sunday night, August 25th. You may also bring a plus one. You must be 21 years or older. Your plus one can be 8 or 80. We don't mind. Your plus one will not be an owner. Your plus one is your guest if you'd like to bring a guest to the draft. Email me, toddrayfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Email me in the next week or so, because we might cut this thing off once we have... I've gotten a little feedback from owners saying, don't make the leagues too big. I like that. I don't like a 16-team league either. So my league is probably going to be 12. Ira's league will be 12 or 14. The Moneyball league's going to be about 10 for reasons that I'll tell you later. So let's say Ira's goes to 14. Mine will be at 12. 26. Moneyball, 36. That's 36. Because if everybody brings a plus one, that's 72 people we're bringing into Hooters. That means we've got an entire like third of the restaurant, and that's where it ends. So send in your request to play and any other questions, and give me your phone number too. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Speaking of fantasy football, a shout out to I follow Fantasy Bros HQ on Instagram. They spit out quick thought on a running back, a wide receiver. Haven't seen many quarterbacks yet, but they'll probably get to that every now and then. It's not too much. I even sent them a message, a DM today, and they sent a DM back. We wished each other well for the upcoming season. If you enjoy Instagram as much as I do, and I'm on Instagram at ToddWright2019, you'll enjoy the Fantasy Bros HQ. For some quick fantasy analysis on players, which I will start doing next week. At this point, it is so early. I mean, even Atlanta and Denver didn't showcase anyone we would draft. Really, they didn't. So until we actually start seeing some of these guys and we get closer to our fantasy draft, I'm talking about fantasy in general, setting up your leagues, correcting mistakes from previous years, and so forth. For any of you that have been cynical about how much time I've spent on this podcast, not only this year, but in previous years, saying fantasy leagues need to be updated, I am not alone. We are not alone. Andy Behrens writes for Yahoo Sports. And on July 29th, he posted a story, fixing QB scoring and a deep list of 2019 options. And he simply talked about just a few things, in his own opinion, that would make fantasy leagues better. He mentions the Superflex, which I now use in the Foundation League. The Superflex is basically a player at any position, but it allows you to start a second quarterback. And what it does... Look, getting one quarterback is easy. Sure, there are weeks that Mahomes breaks the internet or Aaron Rodgers just goes off like he did late last year where you were like, where was this all year? But I've talked about the zero quarterback model where in single quarterback leagues where you only play one, you can wait until everybody else drafts a quarterback. Get the better value of RBs and wide receivers and maybe even one of those few tight ends worth owning if you are smart and change your league to a wide receiver slash tight end flex only, making the tight end not mandatory, and then pick your quarterback after everyone else. I talk about the Bay News 9 feature I did for Spectrum Sports 360 with Chris Torello. We were doing a mock draft online. I kept talking him out of taking quarterbacks. I said, wait. Okay, now everybody else had a quarterback. He ended up with Ben Roethlisberger and Phillip Rivers in a single quarterback league. Think he's going to have any problems? No. Now, does he get a lot of rushing yards out of that? No. But is he going to have any problems? Did he get more value at other positions? Yes. So in a two quarterback league, using a super flex allows you to play a second quarterback because getting one quarterback is easy. I'm sorry, but the single quarterback leagues are easier to play. The Superflex makes things more interesting, and Andy Behrens talks about that. He also said something that I've been doing in my leagues, which is punish giveaways. Barron's writes, in reality, a turnover is often a catastrophic field flipping event. In fantasy, turnovers are a minor inconvenience. He makes a suggestion. What I've been doing in my leagues and telling all of you for a while is this. You make an interception a minus two, just like a fumble. There's no reason an interception should be less points than a running back or a wide receiver fumbling. It's a turnover. And then if you do the standard 4 points for a passing touchdown, if that interception turns into a pick six, then you add an additional 2 point penalty for the pick six. So if Phillip Rivers throws an interception, which we all know he does, that's minus two. If that guy for the other team runs it all the way back, it's minus two for the pick, and then you lose another two because it's a pick six. Here's the theory. Rivers should be penalized four if you're going to give him four for throwing a touchdown for his own team. Now, one thing I don't agree with on Barron's is he said, let's reward accuracy. He said an easy, if somewhat sloppy way to do this is to award small bonuses for completions with a corresponding deduction for incompletions. No. Here's why you don't do that. Completions and incompletions have, you know, their obvious impact on the game itself. And as you've heard from me in previous podcasts, I've said, you want fantasy football to actually mirror what we're actually watching on the field. There are no 4-point field goals, 5-point field goals. I do deduct a point if a field goal is missed from 39 and in, not 40 and out, using the same standard model. But a field goal is still only worth three. An extra point is only worth one. You lose one if he misses it. If you start giving 0.25, which was Barron's suggestion, for a completed pass, that's the equivalent of outdated PPR, which I keep telling you to get rid of. PPR existed when the league was a running-based league. The league is now a passing-based league, and there's no reason why Christian McCaffrey should get a point for catching a ball from Cam Newton and gaining no yards. No reason. He had no impact on his team in the game. He should not impact you at all. No, it's cheap. Get rid of PPR, which is also why a quarterback shouldn't get points. Let's say Cam Newton got 0.25 points to throw to McCaffrey for that same zero result play. Why should Cam get 0.25 for that? He shouldn't. If he throws a ball that gets yardage, which is why you do a yardage-based league based on fractions, not thresholds, and you will be rewarded the same way they get yardage on the field. This is very simple. But at least Andy Barron's had my back. Fantasy needs to be fixed and updated. And a super flex is one of the ways you make the quarterback position more interesting. And you put a more of a premium on the position itself. We played in a two-quarterback league last year in the Foundation. This year, we're one plus the Superflex. Switching it up a little bit, but taking away the struggle when one of your quarterbacks is on bye to find a second to find another guy to play. That now goes away. And in a Superflex league, if you are playing among 12, 14, or 16 teams, and you play a Superflex with one quarterback, there's no issues. If you don't have a second quarterback on, say, well, we've said Ben Roethlisberger's bye week, you're fine. You can play another running back there, a wide receiver there. You can play Travis Kelce there. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also presented by the Eagles Golf Club. Hey, the Eagles Golf Club, twice before, has been a host of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. I have hosted 20 events, and Todd Wright Tour 21 is coming up at the Eagles Golf Club on Sunday, September 29th. This is my annual football-themed event. We tee off at 1 o'clock. All teams fill out a Vegas-style card, picking games against the spread. They are rewarded for every winning pick. I take a stroke off their tournament score. For example, if the Lamberg Caporale team goes out and shoots 60, and they make three correct picks of the 1 o'clock games against the spread, they come off the course. I see their scorecard is 60. They made three correct picks. Their score is a 57. That's the handicap. The Todd Wright Tour Prize Draft is an exciting way that I distribute prizes to everyone in the prize draft, and we treat it much like the National Football League draft, except Mr. Irrelevant gets a grand prize. So being picked last isn't a bad thing in the Todd Wright Tour prize draft. Still being picked early is also a good thing. Come find out why my tournaments are considered the best in Tampa Bay. I host about five of them a year. And next year, we're going to both Black Diamond and Copperhead. You know, I saw some social media promote some charity tournament charging $500 to play Copperhead. It's a legit charity, but don't pay $500 to play Copperhead. If you're a Todd Wright Tour player, come next summer, you can play Copperhead for $99 in my event. The Eagles golf event, I feed you lunch, PDQ, dinner, Papa John's, and the Eagles kitchen. Thank you, Dwayne. And you play golf for $68. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. My thanks to the Eagles Golf Club for hosting Todd Wright Tour XXI, Todd Wright Tour 21. Follow me on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, or on Instagram at Todd Wright 2019 to see more information on the golf tournament for yourself. Any fantasy football questions? Email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Do not send me a question on Twitter. I'm just using Twitter to promote television appearances and my golf tournaments. I do not choose to tweet. I do everything here, and I want to talk to just you. So email me your fantasy football questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Email me to get in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event at Hooters in Tampa on Sunday, August 25th, I will reply with invites starting next week. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Subscribe, tell your friends. We'll talk to you soon.